What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Oh, guys, the Patriots just scored a touchdown. The Patriots just scored a huge touchdown. New England's back in the game. Once they make this field goal, it'll be a 6-point game. But yeah, guys, first of all, I hope everyone had a wonderful Sunday. I also hope everyone enjoyed NFL football. Week two is now in the books. A lot of crazy games. A lot of crazy things happened today at week number two. And I think I don't think I saw a crazier game than the one that I just seen that included my New York Giants. Oh my God! You guys don't know how pissed off I was. In the first two quarters, I was so ticked off. I was cursing. I was saying a lot of dreadful things about my team, saying how I'm disgusted of being a Giants fan. You know, I mean, we couldn't get things going. You know, like, if we would have lost to the Cardinals, I mean, I think it's very obvious that the season would be over. You know, no one would have faith in the Giants if we would have lost this game. You know, this is the game we should have dominated going into the game. But the car, you know, and I said this while we were getting destroyed by the Cardinals early on. I said the Cardinals were doing the destroying when we were supposed to be doing the destroying. And in the second half, the Giants came in with a fury that I think we all should have seen going into this game. And Daniel Jones balled out. And I'm going to give the Cardinals credit. The Cardinals are better than what... I think the Cardinals are better than what people think. I think the way they play today, the tenacity they played with, the fury they played with, the energy... The Cardinals, they're not a bad team. They're not a bad team. They got some talent, but, you know, they're not a good team. You know, Josh Dobbs, you would never see this guy compete with Patrick Mahomes. That's nothing against him. This dude played amazing today. You know, he stepped up. You know, he was making plays. The running back for the Cardinals, I forgot his name, he killed us. You know, the Cardinals, they're looking like the Arizona Cardinals 2-3 years ago when the Cardinals made it to the playoffs for the first time in forever. But the Giants came into this game playing like the underdog, you know, when they were favored. I didn't think it was going to be this close. You know, this was the craziest comeback ever. Being down 27-7 and coming back, that's pretty good. And look, if people are going to say what they want, oh, it's against the Cardinals. Ooh, it's against a team that's clearly going to have the number one overall pick. Well, we won. I don't care what people say. And, you know, people need to understand that the ones that win games that don't even matter, those are the ones who dominate last. You know, look at the 2007 Giants. No one expected them to go to the Super Bowl. And the Giants didn't have a top-rated roster. And look what they did. They went to the Super Bowl. And I understand times have changed, but you can't act like this team isn't talented. They are. I don't know what was happening, you know. But the way we dominated, that was supposed to be us against the Cowboys. That's how we were supposed to dominate in week one. Like the way we played, that was the kind of thing Giants fans needed to see. But we didn't, you know, and like I said, guys, it was week one. We went into that game very rusty. I don't know what happened. Going into this game, you know, Giants fans are pumped up, and then right off the bat, it's the Giants, they're not showing up, and it sucks. But, you know, I think we need to understand that every game nowadays, you can't say that a game's going to be a for sure win, because you don't know that, you know. You just don't know that. And guys, the Patriots just got an interception. Tua Tagovailoa threw an interception. It was the rookie Gonzalez. I don't know his first name. But the Patriots got the ball back. And the Patriots can have a chance to tie this game up. Oh, God. But, like I said, now in today's game, you don't know what to expect in today. Because it doesn't matter, you can be the worst team in the league. And you can still, like, the worst teams in the league can still dominate. You know, like... The game isn't like how it was back then, where you see a team that was bad from how their record says, and they play like what their record says. If you're gonna ask me, are the Giants like this? Are the Giants a team that's? I don't think it's fair to say the Giants get, I don't think it's fair to call this team. That's who they are. No, they're not. The Giants are not a team that's, you know, they're not a team that's not going to put up points. This is a team that will fight you for 60 minutes. And the team that we saw in the second half, that's the Giants team that we all know, you know, and yeah. It just kind of, you know, I said this when Brian Daboll was coaching the Giants last year. This team is going to fight you for 60 minutes. If you have a really good head coach, and your head coach knows what he's doing. If you have a really good head coach that knows what he's doing and what he knows. Sorry, guys, I'm watching. I was keeping an eye on the Patriots game. You should know that there's a really good chance that you could win a game. A game that you weren't expected to win. I mean, look at the games last year. Most of the games the Giants won, no one expected the Giants to win those games, and they did. You know why? Because coaching and players believed. You know, so I think that's the name of the game when it comes to this roster. You know, I think we all learned is that last year wasn't a fluke. This is a different Giants team. You can put all the points you want to. We're going to fight you. And we're not going to stop fighting until you're on the ground suffering and begging for mercy. You know, and I think that's what the Giants did. You know, and Daniel Jones looked like a different quarterback. You know, he looked like a different, like, this is not the same Daniel Jones we all saw. This is not the shy kid coming out of Duke. This is a grown man who wants to win and win championships. And that's, you know, and that's what you want to see. You want to see growth from the players that you believe in. That's the whole point of, you know, keeping players that you love. You know, Daniel Jones, he seems more invested in, you know, in winning now. He seems more invested in this team. The offensive line didn't play that great, but it wasn't that bad either, and I'm happy to say that. The offensive line looked, like I said, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It was solid. The offensive line was very solid today. You know, Mark Lewinsky came in. I think it's very easy to say that Mark Lewinsky should play the right guard spot. The left guard spot, because he clearly plays better on that spot for some reason, because he played amazing. You know, Evan Neal, he got penalized a little bit, but he played amazing as well. And we did this, the offensive line was pretty solid without Andrew Thomas. You know, hopefully he can play, because it would be very good to have him. But the offensive line played pretty well. And I said this also, look at all the good things that happens when you give your quarterback time to make plays. And that's what he did. Jalin Hyatt, I'm happy the Giants got him. I'm happy the Giants got him some reps, you know, because he made some plays. Darren Waller made some plays. Everyone made plays. You know, Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins III. Our defense got smoked all game, but hey, the defense stepped up, man. That's what. Oh my God, the Dolphins scored a touchdown. Raheem Mostert ran it in. The Dolphins extend their lead. But yeah, the Giants defense got smoked all game. Hey, they stepped up. You know, Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins III, you know, they played pretty well today. You know, look at these guys. Like I said before, these young guys are gonna have some tough games. You know, but you know, give these young guys some time. Yeah. I mean, well, hey, welcome to the NFL. You know. Welcome to the NFL. The NFL is the highest of highs. You know, it's not the lowest of lows like college. You know, but yeah, I'm excited. Thursday is going to be a statement game. I think Thursday is going to be a statement game. I feel like this kind of game against the best team in the NFC. I think the 49ers are the best team in the NFC because, like I said before, the Eagles don't look like that fierce and dominating team that we all saw last season. You know what I mean? Yeah, they beat the Vikings, but the Vikings don't look that good either. Even though I saw a lot of great things, they weren't as dominating. They're not dominating as I expected them to be. You know, if the Giants go into this game and win, this is a huge win. And I feel like this win against the 49ers would prove that last year wasn't a fluke. And hey, look, we might have lost to the Cowboys, but we're clearly unprepared. I think the win against the Cardinals is gonna put this whole Giants team invested more into the season, you know, because hey, look, we gotta win, we feel confident we could get another. And that'll be huge, especially against the 49ers. But we'll see what happens. Obviously, look at this offensive line. This offensive line is going to get tested. We're facing Nick Bosa, and probably one of the best defenses in the league. You know, so it's not going to be easy. But let's just go into this game with the same mentality and the same pride that we had in the second half of this game against the Cardinals. I want to see that again. I want to see that toughness. I want to see that competitiveness. I want to see the positivity in this game and believe and play hard and not give up. You know, so, yeah. And look, it to everyone saying that, Daniel Jones a bust and saying that he is not a franchise quarterback, the debate's over. It's over. Daniel Jones, every Giants fan that believed in this kid won the debate. I mean, there was never a debate because he was never given anything. And now he does. And he balled out without Saquon. You know? And let's hope Saquon can play. He probably won't, you know, because it's a short week. But let's hope we get some miracle and that he does play. But, you know, I'm excited, you know, going into this week. I believe we're going to see a Giant. We're going to see the Giants team we all saw last season. And that is going to be fun to watch. So, that's all I got to say. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about this game. And yeah, off to week number 3. But yeah, so, that's all I have for you guys today. But look, Giants fans, let's enjoy this one. We deserve it. I will be doing my picks for week number 3 Wednesday. So just give me you guys a heads up. Every Wednesday I'm gonna be doing my picks. So stay tuned for that. And yeah. But until then, I'm out. I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of your night. But until then, I'm out. Peace.